Was It Might Be Mine by The Flamingos Pink, an indie rock band from Montreal who are signed to La Belle d'Etiquette and who've just released their sophomore record, Custom Cream, last month. I spoke with Julian Corrado and Sasha Gubani over Skype. Julian and Sasha, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
How old were the two of you when you started making music? Did you grow up in musical families?
We did grow up in musical families. My father was a drummer, and myself,
my dad was a guitarist, and so grew up around him playing, and then picked up the guitar pretty young as well, like around 7-8 years old.
Do either of you or both of you remember what the very first record was that you ever bought for yourself?
You go ahead, Seth.
First record I actually got was a LP. It was like a greatest hits of the Beatles. That I got when I was like 6 years old or something like that. Yeah, that was my first.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
I don't know the first record I received, but one of the first records I purchased myself was Blood Sugar Sex Magik by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's an awesome album. You guys are no fun. I like asking that question because usually people come up with something really embarrassing.
Oh, I did. There may be videos of me singing to the Backstreet Boys.
I bought a Simple Plan CD when I was a kid.
And I still love, I love the Spice Girls.
Well, there's other reasons for that, I imagine. How did the two of you come together to form the Flamingos Pink?
So Sash and I both went to the same high school, but at different times. And, I went on to work at that high school as like a hall monitor. And, I was Sash's hall monitor for a few years, but we didn't really know each other then. And then, he got the same job as me. And we put together this band for the kids. Like we put a show for their carnival week. And we said, we'll form a band with the kids only if us as hall monitors, we can make our own band. And that was the first time we played together. And we did a few different projects, you know, here and there separately. And then this one just came about very naturally. I think we were meant to play together as a band.
How did the two of you normally approach your songwriting? Is it a really collaborative process, or does one of you typically take the lead?
It's a very collaborative process, actually. I mean, since I play guitar, sometimes I'll have just like ideas for songs, but it's really through jamming and just playing together that they actually take shape. And then we both sort of sometimes go off and write lyrics to the songs on our own and then come together and sort of compare what we have and the song kind of comes together. It's really a team effort.
And it's cool because it feels like, you know, we both have ideas, and then when we jam, some ideas come together, some don't, but everything kind of stays stays, you know, with us. And then we discuss kind of the songs, how they make us feel, or colors or imagery to them. And then they just kind of build like that. And it's fun because they're kind of like a, how do you say, it's like a universe that's created by both of us. And when we play it on stage, it's like, that's when we just become, you know, a two-headed monster, and then you let it out on stage. So it's a cool process.
You released your debut EP, No Vogue, about a year ago, and just released your full-length record, Custom Cream, a few weeks ago. How do you feel your music's evolved with the newer album?
It's funny, we were just talking about that. We can't believe that it's barely been a year since the first EP. So I think the way it's evolving is we write songs together, but then as we move along in time, we make friends that help, you know, record our sound, help mix it, and just the people that we meet kind of, you know, help us express ourselves to our even truer selves. So I think it's evolved because it sounds kind of cleaner than the No Vogue EP, but also sounds gnarlier at the same time. So so it's, I don't know, I guess we're just evolving in time.
Yeah, and from a songwriting perspective as well, I mean, the more you do it, I feel the better you get. And so through the first experience of the EP, which really came about very quickly, and we were just trying to get something together. And then after that, we, you know, took the time to work on 11 brand new songs. And, you know, the experience that we got from the EP definitely helped in building the LP, you know.
I think we get excited by just, you know, creating and trying to make sure that the songs always stay new. You know, it's very easy for things to become stagnant just in life in general. So I think one of our main focuses is to just stay stoked on what it is that we're working on and, you know, keep moving forward.
Is there a theme at all to the songs on the record, either subject matter or musically?
Subject matter, I think, as stated in the first song, It Might Be Mine, it says, one of the lines is, star in the movie of my life, and no one is watching, that's just fine. So it's kind of like, I think Custom Cream right now in retrospect sounds like it, or feels like it's a bunch of different life lessons that kind of came to about in, you know, just through living, and they just kind of, I don't know, they just kind of came out that way. So I think the theme is kind of discovering our own selves and saying it loud, saying it proud.
You have an awesome, really fun video on YouTube for your song Rock Steady from that record. What can you tell me about that song and video?
This video was actually done at my grandfather's very 70s looking like country house. And so we decided to just get up there and set up our instruments and then, you know, make use of the setup, and which we thought was very appealing to the eye. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say that the goal also of the video was to kind of show how our writing process is. So we just set up there, let the, you know, the decor kind of seep into us, and we just, you know, played our songs. And we were stoked that Andreas, the one who shot the video,
and Eric
as well, yeah, really captured, I guess, the essence of us just showing up, setting up, and playing.
Because that's the way we record, that's the way we practice, that's the way we record, and that's the way we play live. You know, it's always just, you know, it's very plug and play type of, you know, we're very mobile, I guess.
Mobile and direct, yes.
Your face is letting me down again. spot for your dance.
Guess I'll see.